I have to start this out this morning with kind of a joke, because many, many years ago I was giving a keynote and there were like 5,000 people in the audience. And I went to go to the restroom and the mic never got turned off. And when I came out, everybody was laughing and I couldn't figure out. And so,
and nobody will tell you.
So I checked, I really checked when I went in there today. Because I didn't want you to have to experience that. It's interesting, this talk really is being directed by Spirit, because Spirit picked the name and then neglected to tell me what we were going to talk about. And then yesterday, Spirit decided to clue me in. And I have learned to stay out of the anxiety, because it doesn't do any good anyway. The name of the talk is I Am and More. And I hear the word I am used so many times. And it's probably the two most powerful words that we as a species use, because every time we speak them, we create. They create our personal reality. They create our politics. They create our friendships. They create family. They create everything that happens on this planet and beyond. So to become very aware of the words I am and what they mean, which is stating who you are. Thank you, Spirit. Okay. So I'm going to start out with a Hopi creation story and just read it to you. Creator said, I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. It is the realization that they create their own reality. And the eagle said, give it to me, I will take it to the moon. And the creator said, no, one day they will go there and they would find it. And the salmon said, I will bury it in the bottom of the ocean. And the creator said, no, they will go there too. And the buffalo said, I will bury it on the great plains. And the creator said, they will cut into the skin of the earth and find it even there. Grandmother, who lives in the breast of the Mother Earth and who has no physical eyes but sees with spiritual eyes, said, put it inside me. And the creator said, no, I don't think so. He says, we have to put it someplace where they will never look. And the mole said, I am blind, but I know where to put it. If you hide it inside them, they will never find it. So that is what happened, is the knowledge of the I am is inside you, inside your heart. So this morning we're going to explore, how do we get there? Who are you? Well, let's start out first, your physical being. This body was a great gift to us. Whether you say it was given from God or creator or whatever, it doesn't matter. A word's a label. A label is just a label. You're a body. You have a brain that can think. And unlike most trees and plants, you can move around, and you're a part of the species called human. Now, there's lots of labels in that area that you can look at. So what I want you to do is, since you are a physical being, I want you just to close your eyes for a second and feel your body. Take your fingers and move them and wiggle your toes. And if you need to, stand up and shrug your shoulders. Move your head from side to side, because this is your gift, your vehicle for you to use to have all of the experiences. And within that, we have a tendency to label and go into judgment. So you say, I am too thin. I am too short. You know, I am fat. I am bald. And you begin to describe your physical body, which immediately begins to create a reality of that physical body. And then within that, we have labels like, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm an aunt, I'm a grandmother, I'm a friend. And as I'm saying these, think of the labels you have put on yourself. I'm a member of the Spiritual Light Center. I'm an activist. I'm a scientist. I'm an author. I'm a Pisces, a Cancer, a Leo. What other labels do you have out there? Anyone have another label that they talk to about themselves? Arthur, start with you. What do you have?
I'm a healer.
You're a healer. Okay, that's a label of who you are. Anybody else?
I used to say I am shy.
Okay.
And I don't say that anymore.
Okay. Anyone else? How do you...
I'm a healer too.
He's what?
I'm a healer too.
All right, he is too, by the way, very much. Anyone else that you can think of?
I'm an artist.
Okay.
I am an introvert, but I'm also creating.
Okay. So these are labels that we put on ourselves, and look what those labels have done, how they have put limitations or gifts into our reality. But you are physical, and you are all of these other things that go out from you. That's who you are. The I am does not eliminate anything, absolutely nothing. I can go on to say I'm from the star group Pleiades, or Ceres, or I'm a galactic group. I'm Lakota, I'm Cherokee, I'm Celtic. I'll run through your heads all those labels, because we tend not to look at who we are. You know, Bill? You're an ex-priest. That's,
yeah,
that's a big part of who you are.
But then again, so.
But we'll get to that. But though, but we say, I am tired.
Yeah.
I am hurting. Understand that that is so powerful. Even in the areas of religion, I am a Christian. I am a Buddhist. I'm a terrorist. Those are important terms that people choose to put on themselves. We can go on to expand that and say, I have lived many lifetimes. How many of you recall lifetimes where you've been here before? Okay. I've lived in different times. How many of you had skin color of a different shade in those lifetimes? Those of you who are women, were you ever men? Those men, were you ever women? Because in order to experience Creator, we have to be all of what was created. So by going out there, what we do is experience a mirror of creation. And we also give... Thank you, but could you tune it down just a little bit?
Getting our attention.
What?
Getting our attention.
It is, it is. Science says there are a minimum of 22 dimensions that they know of. How many of you are aware of other dimensional selves? Okay, be honest about it. This is a place where, you know, we can talk about those things. And, you know, if children believe in it, we can certainly take a look at it. So who are you in those other dimensions? You know, maybe you're something different that's bleeding over into this as the veil thins. So now we've taken you from here and we've taken you way out here. And then there's another piece of you, and that is you are your feelings. And think about what you're feeling right now. Are you feeling threatened? Are you feeling bored? Are you feeling like this is new to you and you want to understand more? What are you feeling? Are you in pain? Are you feeling pain? Sadness? Hungry? Tired? Sick? Happy? Grief? We've all felt grief. That's not something that we have a challenging time of just locking away when it comes at us. Even though we know intellectually that there is no loss, when that grief hits, it hurts. Are we feeling strong, joyful, abundant? Are you poor or are you successful? Are you feeling failure? What are you feeling about you? Now be honest with yourself. Who are you? Are you feeling guilt? Has somebody told you like they told me? You know, they labeled me with an IQ of 40. And my parents were told to put me in an institution. I could have picked that up. I could have been there. Instead of doing what I'm doing now, I could be at an institution if I said that. But I chose not to pick it up because my grandmother taught me that the I am is your reality. It's what you choose. Now let's go beyond our physical body. We talk a lot today about metakwiasai, which means I am all of everything. We are connected. And I hear people say it, but I'm not sure they experience it. The trees are my brothers and sisters. I'm sorry, the trees are you. Everything on this planet came from the stars. Everything on this planet, when we get to the right level of energy, is all the same. There is no separation. So you are the trees, you're the planets, you're the animals. Some people choose, when they realize that they are the animals, to label these animals that as their spirit guides, their animal guide, when in fact it's a piece of your I am. Now close your eyes and see yourself as a tree. You're actually that tree. Those roots go deep, deep down into the earth, and those branches reach up to the light. And you can feel the birds landing on you. And you can hear them. And when you reach out, your roots touch all the other trees of your species. And so look how big your I am is. How it expands. And now, just for a second, let that animal that you feel close to become it. The natives call it shape-shifting. You're that animal. You have the characteristics of the animal that you chose. You can learn a lot from them. Are they aggressive? Are they gentle? We're going to take one more step into the Mataquiasan. And that is, you are this planet. You are the earth. This is your reality. It wouldn't exist if you weren't that. Your I ams have created this. When you look up at night and you see the beautiful moon, you are that moon. You are the sun every morning. Now feel all of those things and feel your energy field around you expanding. First, let it to expand to everyone in this room. No separation whatsoever. None. Rhonda, would you put on the meditation music? Become one with the crystal bowl sound. Pieces that you have discovered to acknowledge. Stretch yourself. Go beyond this planet Earth. Beyond the moon. And even beyond the sun. Now go beyond our galaxy. You are one with everything in the universe. Reflection of Creator God and all that was created. Within this, you are a spiritual being, vibrant, alive, and of service. You are a soul. I want you each to repeat after me. I am love.
I am love.
Feel it. There is nothing but love. I am light. I am that I am, and more. I honor you as the I am, the total of everything that is. I honor you as powerful creators who can choose your reality. When you speak, I am. And so it is. Now Now, to get you all back in your bodies, why don't you reach over and hug somebody close to you? Spirit just said it's over. Thank you very much.